Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The Dead Ringer by Frederick Brown. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. Chapter 1. It didn't seem in the least like a prelude to murder. It had been a dull gray afternoon, but warm, and there'd been a good crowd at the lot, and we'd done all right. It was the 15th of August, a Thursday, our fourth day in Evansville, Indiana. Then about 6:30, just as we were beginning to get set up for the evening's business, it started to rain. That's usually tragic to a carnival, but this time nobody minded much. The weather had been giving us a break for weeks, all through southern Ohio and Kentucky. We'd been working every day, and everybody was in the bucks. An evening off, for a change, looked good. My Uncle Am had just run up the canvas front of the ballgame concession that he and I operated, when the first big drops came down out of the dusk. He tilted his hat back and looked up at the sky. A couple of drops hit his face and glistened there. Then he let the canvas down again and grinned at me. He said, "Well, Ed, we got an evening off." "Could be just a shower," I said. "Nope. It's good for all night. Could be some wind coming, too. Let's grapevine some rope." We put away the baseballs and the wooden milk bottles and two racks of prizes and got our raincoats, and I got a hat. Uncle Am always wears one except when he sleeps, so he already had his on. It's a soft black slouch hat, like the one the Shadow wears. But otherwise, my uncle doesn't look much like the Shadow. He's short and fat and has a cheerful round face and a not-too-neat brown mustache. We got rope and grapevined the sidewalls of our booth. It was beginning to rain hard by now, and all around the midway, carnies were letting down banners and running rope.